want that espresso.
But why?
It kept her up so long in Mexico, I couldn't sleep.
You couldn't sleep?
She kept pestering me.
Wait, the espresso kept her up so you couldn't sleep.
Exactly.
What she said was the espresso kept both of you up and both of you couldn't sleep.
In a way,
3 a.m.
In a way, it kept the both of us up.
Oh, well, she wasn't that explicit.
Only she drank the espresso.
No, we both drank the espresso.
Yeah.
Oh.
She never drank espresso.
Right. Bad idea.
Can go for another couple more.
Yeah, let's have a drinking contest.
Well, I wouldn't mind, just...
How is it?
It's not bad, no. It's actually good. It's just it's $1.35 for one shot. So like... It is? I don't know. I can't remember what
pesos.
Prices are in Singapore.
Sorry.
50 pesos is not cheap.
It's not cheap.
Yeah, so... Oh, the coffee we had. Yeah, that was good coffee.
Mexican coffee is very strong.
I was so happy to find out.
Very, very strong. Did I tell you have two types there? Cafe Americano.
Yeah.
Cafe Mexicana.
Yeah.
Americano is the normal daily one. Then
sucks.
Get the Mexicana.
I saw that in Paris as well. When I was in Paris, did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
I went into this coffee shop and I ordered coffee, and the guy asked me whether I wanted American coffee or coffee. I was like,
but
of course I want.
No, I don't
coffee.
Get it. Why would he ask you whether you want American coffee?
It was
knowing
tourist,
where you're American.
It was a touristy place.
Oh, I see.
You know, you tend to, I suppose they tend to assume that whoever walks in is American.
Right.
Or has American tendencies,
right.
Even though I was quite obviously Asian.
Yeah.
Either American or Japanese. That's it. There are only two people in this world. You said, of course, you want coffee.
Yeah. So the guy served me the French.
Do you have
what,
kopi
the French o? Drink?
Huh? Do you have kopi o?
No, they don't. I would say
fun.
No, they don't have kopi o. What they have, their default idea for coffee is espresso. So
it's kopi o. I thought you meant they add milk into everything.
No, there's a difference.
No, kopi o is just coffee without milk.
Okay, right. if you refer to that as kopi o, then okay, fine.
You know what it is, what? It's kopi o.
No. Not exactly. It has been prepared in that hawker center.
In the mug, you know, the mug with the indentation.
Yes,
on
yes,
the
yes.
Side,
the glass,
cane and
the glass mug. Yes, the glass mug.
With the insulating
okay,
tape on the
now,
handle.
No. Nowadays, that's what it comes as. But what, 5, 6 years ago?
It used to be a bigger version of this.
Yeah, it used to be that.
And then,
and
way
then,
it should
and
be,
then you,
yeah,
get,
man.
You get this plastic spoon that's like a smaller version of your soup spoon.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That is the way to go.
And then my grandfather would pour it out
onto
the saucer
and drink it from the saucer.
Yes.
My father would pour it out in the saucer, then I would drink it from the saucer, he would drink it from the cup. Yeah.
Yes. That's how we start drinking coffee. Right?
That's how I started drinking tea.
Older relatives say, why not? I pour into the coffee. I pour it into the saucer for you. You drink it from the saucer.
It doesn't taste as good anymore.
I don't know. That's
how I drink tea. Yeah, when I was growing up, it tasted so much better.
It always does.
Actually, when growing up, everything tasted good, yeah, you're right. You only reach a certain stage in your life when you start to differentiate between things tasting good and bad, right? As in the same kind of food served to you. Let's say you get like three plates of char kway teow for different places. I